Hello, everyone. Tonight, we're talking about the subject of hiding Christ. We cannot hide Christ. It says in Mark 7:24, "And from thence he arose," meaning Christ, "and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid." Christ could not be hid in the manger. Christ could not be hid in history. Christ cannot be hid in the heart. We cannot hide Christ. We cannot hide his principles. And we cannot hide his commission. These are only hidden to careless Christians, to backsliders, and to sinners who do not seek him. In order for life to be at its best, we must have something to live on, which would be Christ, something to live by, which would be his principles, and something to live for, which would be his commandments. I love the following poem. It says, "I prayed, O Lord, bless all the world, and help me do my part. And right away he commanded me to bind a broken heart. I prayed, O bless each hungry child, may they be amply fed. He said, go find a starving soul and share with him your bread. Stir the hearts of men, I prayed, and make them good and true. He answered then, there is but one way. They must be stirred through you." Dear friends, unless you really mean exactly what you say, until you mean to work for God, it's dangerous to pray. The Samaritan was ready for every good work. He was ready when he met the wounded pilgrim who lay senseless and bleeding beside the road. Then, in a moment, the Samaritan's duty changed, and he became a rescuer, a nurse, and a helper of the wounded. Another poem says, "Not to be always wanting some other task to do, but cheerfully to take the task which Christ has set for you, and to bear the little crosses of humbly daily life with that same dauntless courage you meant for nobler strife." We are called to mend broken hearts, repair wasted lives, spread the news of the gospel, show Christ through our lives and not hiding him, pressing his principles with courage and promoting his commission to us. Great Master, touch us with thy skillful hands. Let not the music that is in us die. Mold and polish us, and let thy presence with us lie. Dear ones, are you holding Christ in your heart? Or are you hiding him in your heart? Are you hiding his principles? Are you hiding his commission in your life? May the Lord give us the strength and the courage to daily display the beauty of Christ that dwells within us, so we may faithfully project his principles and presence in our lives. Let Christ be known in your life during this Christmas season. May Christ also be shown in your life, so you may be ready for every good work. Have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Amen.